Operator, operator, will you please give me the correct time?
Certainly, sir. It's Joan Davis time.
Sure, it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
Well, I guess there's no question about it. It's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
And during the time you spend with Joan Davis tonight, you'll hear Joanie's special guest, the most talked about screen and stage personality in Hollywood, Danny Thomas, plus another guest in the talented person of the girl who possesses one of the outstanding comedy voices in radio, Florence Halep, plus a great supporting cast including Lionel Stander, Gene Vanderpile, the Corollaires, and yours sincerely, Ben Gage. As for Joanie herself, well...
Poor Joan ain't got nobody. She's nobody's sweetheart now.
All brought to you by Carl's Shoe Stores, the largest retail shoe organization in the West. If there are some of you ladies who have not already attended Carl's summer clearance sale, here are the facts. Stylings are all current in whites, browns, cherry cokes, patents, and blacks. Both play shoes and novelties have been drastically reduced to only $187 and $287 per pair. And you'll find a representative selection of the darker colors, shoes that will be in the height of favor this coming fall and winter. There is no restriction upon the number of pairs you may buy, but Carl's do ask your indulgence if your size is not available in the shoe of your choice. There are but several days remaining. Visit your convenient Carl's Shoe Store, located in your community or nearby.
Which brings us happily face to face with the star of our show, America's Queen of Comedy, Joan Davis.
Saturday, October 4th. Dear Diary, you being my first diary, I better tell you something about myself. My name is Joan Davis. Joan. I was named that because my parents wanted a girl. As for my life, for the first 10 years, nothing much happened. For the next 10 years, nothing much happened, too. But after that, things got dull. Then, Diary, I met a man, Dr. Crenshaw. He was wonderful. Square-jawed, rugged, and muscular. And he felt the same way about me. Oh, our love was a mad thing. We were two beings caught in a whirlpool of wild emotion. Two corks bobbing in a raging sea of madness. Two tiny bits of driftwood tossed about in the rapids of romance. Two little croutons floating in the split pea soup of love. It's all over now. I never think of that doctor anymore. Except occasionally when I smell penicillin. Yes, I've almost forgotten him. But does one ever completely forget these things? There's still a wound. A raw wound. It's on my finger where he ripped the ring off. But anyway, I've come to an incision. I mean, decision. Can't forget that doctor. But my decision is that I'm through with men. I don't need men. A girl can get along very well without men. All it takes is perseverance, courage, willpower, and no fun. I'm going to have a career. Make something of myself. Let's see, what could I be? Maybe I'll be a highly paid private secretary. Or maybe I could be an airline hostess. Or if I want something more exciting, maybe I could be a policewoman. All right, stick them up, Coffeehead. I'm going to put you out of percolation. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I could become something more glamorous, like a striptease dancer. A pretty girl is like a melody.
Hey, keep it on.
Maybe I won't become a striptease dancer. Anyway, Diary, after I decide to have a career, I still needed someone to look after the tea room. Someone who could act as a hostess. So I called up an employment agency and asked them to send me a capable hostess. The person finally arrived. Yes?
I'm the hostess you sent for. I'm here to run your tea room.
You, but you're not a woman.
So what? Nobody's perfect. I know how to keep books, wait on table, buy food. I've run joints before.
But I wanted a woman for the job, and unless my eyes deceive me, you're not a woman.
That's the trouble with people who interview you for jobs. They always look at you so closely.
How do you like this? Here I am, a woman trying to make something out of myself, and here's a something trying to make a woman out of itself.
Hey, give me a chance. This being a tea room, I can understand you wanting a thing. I admit I ain't one now, but give me time. I'll learn.
Look, nobody learns to be a woman. Either you're born to put out your hand for a left turn and make a right turn, or you're a man. But tell me, what do you want a woman's job for, anyway?
Revenge.
Revenge?
Yeah. You see, due to the war, a huge number of the feminine gender have copped off men's jobs. So I decided to retaliate by grabbing me a woman's job.
Oh, so that's why you want to be a tea room manager.
Yeah, of course, this isn't the only kind of women's work I thought of doing. At first, I thought of becoming a soprano.
What changed your mind?
I don't have the figure for it.
Don't have the figure for it? Compared to your voice, you're built like Lana Turner.
Gee, thanks.
You're welcome.
I didn't think you noticed. Anyway, lady, now you can understand why I want the job you offered. Well, do I get it?
Well, you know, you have to furnish your own uniforms.
Madam, I got aprons that'll knock your eye out. All a new length, too. Well, is it a deal?
All right. What's your name?
Lionel Sander, Esquire.
Lionel Sander, Esquire?
Yeah, what's yours?
Joan Davis, popular mechanic. Mr. Sander, I don't think I want to hire anyone who's a
man. Please, Miss Davis, give me a chance. I'm dying to work for you. When I first seen you, I was speechless. Speechless at the sight of such feminine pulchritude. Many moons have passed since I have feasted these poor eyes on such a vision of divine beauty.
Well, I haven't decided what your salary is yet, but you just got a $5 raise. However, there's something that you should understand.
Yeah?
I just had an unhappy experience with a man, and I'm all through with all men. So don't get any ideas. I mean about you and me. There's to be absolutely nothing between us.
In that case, I'll wait for less.
Just lost your $5 raise and took a $5 cut. Well, you better go out to the kitchen and get acquainted with your duties. I gotta look through the want ads.
Okay, madam.
Oh, now to get started finding a career. I'll show everybody I've got what it takes to make something of myself. Let's see. Help wanted women. Hey, this looks like a big job. Executive secretary wanted by big used car dealer. Must be able to do typing, shorthand, and skywriting. No, I think I'll try another one. Say, this might be something. Models wanted by advertising agency. Must have grace and poise. Perfect figure, beautiful face, and college education. Oh, gosh, if only I'd gone to college. Well, I guess I'd better try to find something. Oh, it's Gloria Newbold, that mushmouth debutante. Hello, Gloria.
Joan, darling, you look simply scrumptious.
Well, thanks. You look pretty scrump yourself.
Joan, dear, I've missed you so. You've been away all summer. Where have you been?
I've been right here.
Oh, then I must have been away.
Hello, this kid. She's back, but her head is still on a vacation. Gloria, don't you know whether you were away?
Well, now that you mention it, I do seem to remember being in some remote place and seeing the natives in bright, colorful clothes. And I remember on Saturday night they'd come down from the hills and indulge in wild tribal dances. Now, let's see, where was it? Oh, yes, Hollywood.
Hollywood. See, that might be a possibility.
What's that?
Oh, I was just thinking out loud. I decided to go in for a career, you know. Maybe I could find one in pictures.
As an idea, that is not only ridiculous, but utterly utter.
What do you mean it's no more up than some of your ideas? Why couldn't I become a movie star?
My dear, have you looked in your mirror lately?
Well, I admit I may not be the prettiest girl in the world, but there are some movie stars who are no prettier than I am.
Name two.
Well, two, huh?
Yeah.
Peter Lorre and Sidney Greenstreet.
Perhaps Peter Lorre, but certainly not Sidney Greenstreet. But tell me, darling, why the sudden decision to have a career?
Because I'm through with men. I don't want anything more to do with them. A girl's better off without them.
I don't agree with you. I rather like men. If you pick them carefully, they go so well with your clothes. But tell me, darling, what sort of a career do you have in mind?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'll dig up my old saxophone and join an all-girl orchestra.
An all-girl orchestra? Darling, won't you feel out of place?
Look, Gloria, you may not think I'm attractive, but let me tell you something. You're not the only one.
Really, Joan, if you must forget men, why do anything so vulgar as getting a job?
Because I've acquired the vulgar habit of eating. But maybe you're right. Maybe I'll just become an heiress and join that swanky country club of yours.
You join my club? Ridiculous.
What's so ridiculous?
Well, my club is so frightfully exclusive. Getting into it is not easy. You have to be recommended by 3 live members and 1 dead one.
Oh, a dead one. A dead one?
I told you, it's not easy.
Oh, who wants to join your old club anyway? All you women care about are men and new clothes. At least in the business world, I won't have to worry about what I'm wearing.
Oh, my dear, you're so wrongly wrong. A businesswoman has to be dressed even more stylishly than a homebody. And right now, the way you look, your body belongs at home.
What's wrong with the way I look?
Darling, that dress you're wearing is miles too short. You look simply outlandish.
What do you mean, outlandish? My landish isn't out any more than yours.
Believe me, Joan, if you're going to have a career, you've got to have a new wardrobe. All the styles have changed over the summer.
See, maybe you're right. I was against buying new clothes because usually a girl only does it to attract a man, you know. But if it was for my career, it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Pardon to Adrian, of course. And I could send you to my dressmaker, Pierre. Oh, he gives you such a wonderful fitting.
Oh, but your clothes are too expensive for me, Gloria.
Don't worry, just go to him. Pierre makes clothes to fit your pocketbook.
Well, that's all right for you. You're built like a pocketbook. But I'd like something to fit me. No, on second thought, I'm not going to worry about new clothes at all.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, I noticed a new tailor shop around the corner. I'll have him drop my dresses to the new length.
But, my dear, there's more to the new style than just the length. There's the padded hips, you know.
All right, I'll have him pad my hips.
Yeah. Then there's the new long neck.
Well, I've gone this far. I'll have him lengthen my neck, too. I can just see myself in those new styles. Big, long skirts, padded shoulders, padded hips, all kinds of padding. How do you like that? All my life, I've had trouble finding men. Now, for the first time, men are going to have trouble finding me.
Someday I'll find you. But in the meantime, here's real news.
Included in the exceptional selections of back-to-school footwear for young ladies at your nearby Carl's shoe store are splendid varieties of new step-ins in both open and closed back patterns. They've been designed with delightful lines and contours and have that certain air of elegance in their extra smart appearance. They come in soft brown leather, red leather, and in black suede. Unusually well made, These new step-ins at Carl's are economy priced from $3.95 to $4.99 per pair. Another outstanding value in young ladies' school footwear at Carl's are those black suede sport oxfords with crepe soles, priced at only $4.30 per pair. When you see them, you'll marvel at their smart, up-to-date appearance, their excellent workmanship, not to mention that economy price of only $4.30 per pair. Of course, all Carl's shoe stores have their usual fine selection of casual-type shoes for girls, good-looking and serviceable footwear in extremely desirable stylings in all the wanted colors. Red, black, and brown leather, and black suede as well. Yes, for school shoes, Carl's is the place to go. There is a Carl's shoe store in your community or nearby.
Returning to the trials and tribulations of Joan Davis, we find that today she has decided to forget men and romance and concentrate on a career instead. Fully convinced that in a woman, clothes make the career, Joanie is bringing her wardrobe to the tailor shop of one Danny Thomas. Object? Alteration. The new look marches on.
Well, here's the place. Look at that sign. Danny Thomas, tailor to the elite. Mending, altering, pressing, trousers recapped. Gravy stains removed and fruit stains in season. Well, I guess I'll go in. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Are you Danny Thomas?
Yes, I am. Pardon me.
Look, I'm here about some clothes.
They're not ready yet.
What are you talking about?
They won't be ready till Tuesday.
But I haven't brought anything in yet.
In that case, it won't be ready till Saturday.
Just a moment. Will you please stop singing?
Look, lady, I have to practice my singing. I take lessons.
Well, you have to do it during business hours?
When else am I going to practice? My landlady won't let me practice by singing at home. She insults me. She says if I sing like that, I'll wake up her husband.
Well, that's no insult.
No, her husband's been dead 5 years. Go away.
This is a fine thing, a singing tailor. Instead of lengthening skirts, I'll get shortening breath. What are you, a tailor or a singer?
What's the matter? Can't it be both? And a tailor entitled to the arts and culture like anybody else?
Well, sure, I like culture. I think it's very cultured. Culture is a nice thing to have. People drop in. Yes. Serve them culture.
Look, my girl.
Huh?
Lady.
Yeah?
Stop rambling for the moment. My art is my only relaxation from this awful business. You know what this business is like? Women coming in all day to have their skirts lengthened. All day, that's all I hear. Lengthen my skirt. Lengthen my skirt. Skirt, skirt. I'm getting skirtophrenia.
Guy's him happy.
Well, I can't stand it. Since the new styles came in, I've dropped more skirts than Gypsy Rose Lee. No, if anybody else comes in to have a skirt lengthened, I'll, What do you want done with those clothes?
I'd like to have made into a flag.
Good, dear. You can be honest with me. Don't be afraid to tell me. You want me to lengthen your skirts now, don't you?
Yes.
Beat it!
Please, Mr. Thomas, I'm trying to become a career woman. You know how it is with business people. If I wear a stylish long dress, they'll compliment me. If my knees show, they'll knock.
Look, lady. Even if I wanted to do it, I've got too much work piled up. Believe me, by the time I get around to lengthening your skirts, they'll be wearing them short again. Yourself.
Well, but I can never get the hemline even. I'll probably have the new length in front and get arrested in the back.
It's no use. No use. I'm not interested. However, I might consider it if you say to me, Thomas? Dear Mr. Thomas.
Yes.
I'll throw away these old rags of mine and let you, with your genius, design some new clothes for me.
But you're not a designer.
I'm an artist, and art knows no boundaries. You heard me sing. Huh? I tell you what I put into my singing, I can put into your clothes.
I don't like loud clothes.
Believe me, my dear Joni, given a chance, I could be a Rembrandt of the rayon, a Picasso of the petticoat, a Beethoven of the bustle.
You sound like a Batty Carnegie. You sound like an old bat.
Please.
Like an old
No. Don't be... Please, don't be facetious. Under this simple tailor's exterior is the soul of a Schiaparelli. I get magnificent ideas for women's clothes.
You do, huh?
Uh-huh. Every time I walk down the street and see a beautiful girl, right away I get ideas.
For that, you gotta be a tailor?
Don't use that word. Oh, lady, if you'd only forget these old clothes of yours and let me create some new designs for you. Oh, what I could do for you. And with what you've got, it's easy.
What have I got?
Why, you've got, Don't worry, we'll get rid of it. Like a jersey. A long sweeping line from the left shoulder.
Yes.
Leaving your right shoulder exposed.
Yes.
And a full Grecian drape falling majestically from the hips to the knees.
Yes.
And on this simple dress, bursting with myriad colors,
yes,
will be a spray of sequins. What a creation! What a creation!
Don't get so excited, you're spitting pins at me. Now, please, all I want you to do is lengthen my dresses.
Quiet, quiet. My talent has taken over. I'm not even in a Hattie Carnegie mood anymore. I am now Sophie Gimble. I do. Yes. Yes, I will make clothes for you. Clothes that will be even too beautiful to wear. You'll have them stuffed.
Stuffed?
Stuffed.
You know, this guy is stupid enough to have talent.
Certainly. I'm a genius, and I'm big enough to admit it. I know I can get wonderful ideas for you.
But where will you get them?
Where every true genius gets his ideas. I'll steal them. Come on, there's an expensive dress shop right down the street.
Famously, there's a dress shop down the street. And to tell you very confidentially, she'll look the same.
Rhymed, huh?
No, but it fits. Here's Madame Yvonne's, Joan. Let's go in.
Gee, wait a minute. This is such a swanky shop. I feel out of place, and besides, we're not going to buy anything.
Joan, please. If they sense that attitude, we're dead. You've got to put on a dog in a place like this, or they won't show you their best stuff.
Oh.
They have to think you're somebody.
Oh?
We got to impress them.
Impress them, huh?
Mm.
It's too bad we don't have a piano on us. I could tell them I was Margaret Truman.
Oh, fine, fine. If I happened to have a tomb with me, I could tell them I'm General Grant.
Yeah.
No. All we have to do is act sophisticated. Continental, you know, throw a little French around.
But I can't speak French. All the French I know is hasta la vista, señor.
Well, that's Spanish.
Spanish? Mm. Oh. Well, then how about, auf Wiedersehen, Dunkel?
German.
Oh. Well, how about nich avago ochichonya?
That's Russian.
How do you like that? I speak every language but French. Isn't that murder? Now wait a minute. I used to know a French expression.
What is it?
Maurice Chevalier. But I don't know what it means.
Jones, Maurice Chevalier is French for Al Jolson. All you have to know is vive la. Vive la. The French are always saying vive la something.
Vive la?
Yeah, I mean we. Oui. Come on, let's go in.
Oh, I'm Madame Yvonne. What can I do for you?
Bonjour, madame. We've just returned by plane from our villa in Monte Carlo. So, naturally, mademoiselle here is in need of a new wardrobe. Her clothes are now 12 hours behind the style.
I see. Well, I'm sure we can please her.
Fine. John, this is Madame Yvonne. Madame Yvonne, Mademoiselle David.
Charmed.
Vive la charme.
Oh, how wonderful it is to hear French spoken well. I must confess that even though my name is Madame Yvonne, I'm not French. I don't use it for business reasons. Actually, I was born in New York.
Oh, did you hear that, mon chéri? Madame Yvonne was born in New York.
Vive la Empire State Building.
Oh, I can't tell you how thrilling it is to meet people who have really lived abroad. Oh, Paris, the fashion center of the world. I've always wanted to go there.
Oh, yes, Paris is wonderful. Paris is wonderful. It's the only place in the world that's completely Parisian. Oh, Paris. Paris in the spring, April in Paris.
Kid, you're spitting those pins at me again.
What did you say?
Oh, vive la pins.
The river pins. Madame Yvonne, may we see some of your gowns now?
Of course. I'll have some things modeled for you. Babette, Marie, Francine, over here, please.
Now, Joni, if you see something you like, wink at me, and I'll make a sketch of it out on the pad, okay?
Viva la pad.
Take it easy, kid. It's me.
I can't help it. I'm rolling.
I have to show you is one of the very latest creations. This little gown that Babette is modeling is an authentic Parisian design. You might find it at Schiaparelli.
How much is it?
Just $200.
Viva la Sears Roebuck!
No!
What was that?
Nothing at all.
Oh, for a moment I thought she said, Viva la Sears Roebuck. But of course I must be wrong.
Oh, you are wrong. What you heard Mademoiselle say was, Sears Roebuck. Which is French for why don't I keep my big mouth shut?
Oh, Mademoiselle, is something wrong?
Why?
Your eye, did you get something in it? You're winking.
Oh no, I always wink when I get near expensive dresses. You see, I'm allergic to sequins.
Allergic to sequins?
Yeah, it goes back to my childhood. You see, my mother was a poor dressmaker, and sometimes there was nothing to eat in the house but sequins.
How can you eat sequins?
Well, her mother had a recipe for them.
Yeah, Kippered sequins.
Madame Yvonne, may we see some other gown, please?
Certainly. Marie...
Joan, take it easy, will you?
This pleated gown Marie is modeling is the perfect example of the new vogue, and I... Mademoiselle, you're winking again.
I am? Oh, well, I told you, I'm allergic.
But this gown doesn't have sequins.
Doesn't? Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm also allergic to pleats.
Oh, yes, sir. Her mother had a great recipe for pleats, too.
Yeah.
And if you say pickled pleats, I'll kiss her.
And there's something else I've been noticing, Mademoiselle. Whenever you wink, your friend here starts making notes or something in a little pad.
Oh, he keeps count of my winks. When I hit 200, I get a free cigar.
I do not consider that a satisfactory explanation.
Don't blame you. It sounds kind of weak to me, too.
Ah, but enough of this. Let's see more dresses. Bebet, Nanette, Alouette, Croquette. More dresses. 2 jours or more dresses. Or even 3 or 4 jours or more dresses. Richly.
More dresses.
Gee, I'm glad we're out of there. Although they sure had some beautiful things, huh?
All copied. We're all set.
Yeah.
Gee, I can't wait to get to work. No more being a tailor.
No.
Now I'll create gorgeous gowns that'll thrill the fashion world when they're finally on... what the heck am I saying? Well, when they finally appear.
Yeah, and when they appear, I'll be wearing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can always go back to being a tailor.
Say, Mr. Thomas, what will these dresses cost me? For instance, that first one, the $295 one. What are you going to charge me for your copy?
Well, let's see now. There's material, labor,
mm-hmm.
trimming... Oil for the sewing machine.
$400. $400? Why, that's more than Madame Yvonne. Why don't I just buy it from her?
What, and pay the price of an original?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look, that dress that was marked $400. How much would you charge to copy this?
Well, that one would cost $650.
$650?
You see, that one has feathers on it.
So what?
Do you realize how high chickens are today?
Look, never mind. I'll see you later.
But where are you going?
Back to Madame Yvonne's to buy those dresses.
What? You'd go back into that expensive overpriced store?
I've got to. I'm a poor girl. Oh.
Joni will be back in a minute, but while she's gone, here's something well worth remembering. Vacation season calls for various types of casual and knockabout footwear, both for grown-ups and the smaller fry.
At that convenient Carl's shoe store, located right in your community or nearby, you'll find a wide and varied assortment of the shoes you and your family will need this summer. For one example, Carl's are amply supplied with tennis oxfords and sneakers. They're a must for vacation time. Then for you ladies and girls, too, there are those flat-soled zombies with the crossed canvas straps, which, incidentally, are specially priced at only $1.79 per pair. Many other types of footwear suitable for summer vacation wear are in every Carl's store in plentiful abundance, priced to meet the most modest family budget. Visit that Carl's shoe store in your community or nearby and see these outstanding shoe values for yourself. Carl's Shoe Stores, by far the largest shoe retailing organization in the West, will welcome your early inspection of their famous footwear for men, women, and children.
Dear Diary, as you know, I'm through with men, and instead of trying to get myself a husband, I'm going to be a career woman. Well, to look for a career, a girl has to have clothes. So today, despite the advice of Danny Thomas, I ordered $800 worth of beautiful dresses. What gorgeous things I'm getting. There's a ravishing blue gown with sequins on it, a dashing, darling pleated suit, a stunning new... Wait a minute. With clothes like that, who needs a career? I can get myself a husband. Oh, well, good night, dear diary, and good night, everybody.
Don't forget, there's more good fun and music coming at you next week on this same station when Joni's special guest will be Victor Borga. So remember, if anybody asks you what time it is next Saturday at this time, tell them it's Joan Davis time.
It's Joan Davis time.
Joan Davis time is produced and directed by Dick Mack and is written by Abe Burrows, Arthur Sander, and Larry Marks. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.